It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 29th, 2015. 95 years ago today, American cultural icon Walt Disney made his first real money as an artist, earning $40 a week at the Kansas City Film Ad Company, where he acquired his interest in animation. With a camera borrowed from his boss and a book on how to make cartoons, he was soon ready to launch his own company. His first mini-movies were called Laugh-O-Grams and were modern fairy tales modeled on Aesop's fables. Kansas City movie house owner Frank Newman thought they were good enough to screen at his theater. And that is how the Disney empire began. In time, Walt Disney would become one of the most influential figures in the entertainment industry in the 20th century. Walt himself wore many hats. Business magnate, cartoonist, animator, film director, writer, producer, philanthropist, and voice actor, among others. He and his staff created various fictional characters that are icons in themselves, including Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and Goofy. Disney himself was the original voice for Mickey. During his lifetime, he received 4 honorary Academy Awards and won 22 Oscars from a total of 59 nominations, including a record of 4 in 1 year, giving him more awards and nominations than any other individual in history. Disney also won 7 Emmy Awards and gave his name to Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort theme parks in the United States, as well as 3 others around the world, the Tokyo Disney Resort, Disneyland Paris, and Hong Kong Disneyland. In his lifetime, Disney's work as a filmmaker helped to shape the lives of 2 generations of children in America and around the world. The animated films include such classics as Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs, Fantasia, Cinderella, The Jungle Book, Sleeping Beauty, Lady and the Tramp, and Bambi, and the list goes on and on. Throw in Mary Poppins, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Davy Crockett, The Parent Trap, The Misadventures of Merlin Jones, and of course, That Darn Cat, and you've barely begun. Walt Disney's incredible productive life ended on December 15, 1966, at age 65. A long-standing urban legend maintains that he was cryonically frozen and that his body was stored beneath the Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Disneyland, but that's not true. Disney's remains were actually cremated 2 days after his death, and his ashes were interred at the Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, California. The first known human cryonic freezing was in January 1967, more than a month after Disney's death. According to at least one Disney publicist, as recorded in the French magazine Ici Paris in 1969, the source of the rumor was a group of Disney studio animators with a bizarre sense of humor who were playing one final prank on their late boss. Despite a lifetime dedicated to appealing to our love of the fantastic, Disney was down to earth about his own success and the vast entertainment empire he had built. "I only hope," he said, "we don't lose sight of one thing, that it was all built by a mouse." I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for January 29th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.